الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل وإذا طلقتم النساء فبلغن أجلهن فأمسكوهن بمعروف أو سرحوهن بمعروف ولا تمسكوهن ضرارا لتعتدوا ومن يفعل ذلك فقد ظلم نفسه ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب والحكمة يعظكم به واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بكل شيء عليم صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the current verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when you divorce your wives and now they are about to reach the end of the iddah period. Balaghna in Arabic here means qarabna al-bulugh. They are about to reach the end of the iddah period that they are waiting. فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ Then retain them in kindness, keep them in kindness. أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ Or release them in kindness if you are not interested in them. This verse was actually revealed. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that this verse was revealed on account of a person who would divorce his wife, and then when she is now in her iddah period, before her iddah period could come to an end, before it could complete, he would take her back. So he would give this revocable divorce, and then he would take her back just before the iddah could complete. And then he would divorce his wife again. So now she's sitting for a second iddah, and just before that iddah period could complete, he would take her back again. So in other words, he's doing this just to harm her. So this verse was then revealed. Then listen, if you want to keep her, if you want to retain her, then retain her with kindness. Keep her amicably, shar'an wa urfan, just like how Sharia demands. Maintain her rights, look after her rights. And just like how the urf, the norm demands as well. But if you are not interested in her, then set her free. أو سرحوهن بمعروف. Then free her path, release her with kindness. Then Quran says, وَلَا تُمْسِكُوهُنَّ ضِرَارًا لِتَعْتَدُوا Do not keep them to harm them, to aggress against them, or to infringe upon their rights. Because if you do so, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ Whoever does that, then certainly he has wronged his soul. He has oppressed himself. Now he deserves severe punishment from the side of Allah. Quran then says, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا In other words, by doing such things, by giving a divorce and then keeping her back without being interested in her, and you don't even have the intention to even look after her properly and to maintain her rights, then you are treating the ayat of Allah as a joke. So that is why Allah says, do not take my ayat, these verses that I've revealed here as a joke. Huzuwa, wazkuru ni'mat Allah. Remember the bounty and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ يَعِذُكُم بِهِ What is the ni'mah of Allah upon you? Allah has given you Islam, Allah has guided you, and Allah has shown you that the straight path by giving you all the ahkam, all these laws and injunctions in this Quran in detail explanation Allah has given you. And then Allah says, also remember the book that is the Quran that has been revealed upon you and the hikmah. Hikmah means the wisdom. In other words, Mufassirin mentioned that hikmah here in this context means the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So remember this favor of Allah upon you. Remember the Quran and the sunnah that Allah has sent for you. يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ By the means of which Allah admonishes you, Allah advises you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ If you see the ahkam that are mentioned in this kitab, and if you see the ahkam that are mentioned in the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then of course you'll then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now fear Allah. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ And know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of everything. In other words, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or since Allah is well aware of everything, it means He knows what you are doing, so He will requite you accordingly. Example, like a father, you know, he sees his son doing some wrong, sees him doing some evil. He tells him that, listen, oh my son, I'm watching you. I know what you're doing. What this means? I will discipline you for what you're doing. So Allah knows what we are doing. In other words, Allah says, if you treat these ayat as a joke, I will then discipline you accordingly and you deserve punishment. For now we have completed the third quarter of the second para. Inshallah, from Tomorrow, the fourth, the last quarter of the second para will begin.